Finding your soulmate has always been a challenge. Some folks say it's even harder now in the highly charged Trump era. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, this Valentine's Day, many singles say they can't bridge the political divide to find love.
They say opposites attract, but these days, not so much. Singles are putting it right out there on their dating profiles. Trump haters or Trump supporters need not apply.
This was like a deal breaker for me. If you're a Trump supporter, I'm not even going to consider meeting you for coffee.
To 50-year-old Elizabeth Jagus, it's more than just party politics. It's about core values. She says love cannot conquer all.
If you don't care about a person who says you can grab women by the and that's okay, I don't want to date you if you think that behavior is okay. If that's not a deal breaker for you, then you and I have nothing to talk about.
As another single put it in her profile, red hats need not apply. But those red hats, you know, the ones stamped with Make America Great Again, they've been feeling it too.
Yeah, it's both ways. You know, like a liberal doesn't want to date a Nazi and a Republican doesn't want to date a whiny snowflake. And that's what they're viewing each other as.
It all prompted David Goss to launch TrumpSingles.com, a safe space for Trump supporters who say they're sick of lefties refusing to even give him a shot.
They're just repeating this left echo chamber of, oh, you must be a racist. Oh, you must be a homophobe. Oh, you must be a misogynist. They're judging the people based on who they voted for without actually getting to know them.
There's a real distinct difference that we're seeing today, and all singles are becoming more rigid in their views.
Anthropologist Helen Fisher, an advisor to Match.com, says new research from the dating site shows both liberals and conservatives are moving away from center and are likelier now to shun each other, though liberals a little more so.
I think it's very natural to the human animal to bring it into the idea of, okay, you like this person? Well, you must be like that person then. America is taking this very, very personally, no question about it.
Looking back now, it seems almost quaint to think even two opposing campaign advisors could actually cross the aisle and walk down the aisle, as James Carville and Mary Madeline did back in 93.
He got on TV and he goes, "You can love the sinner and hate the sin."
Madeline like and Carville say the secret is agreeing to disagree.
And it's better just to go silent and go your own way and it'll work itself out.
But today, singles seem to be saying they can't.
I mean, I wish I could just go out and tell everybody to knock it off and be cool with each other, but it's just not going to work that way.
David Goss says his Trump Singles site is up to 35,000 members. There are nearly 50,000 on liberalhearts.com, founded by Salvatore Prano.
There's more activity now than ever. I knew liberals would only find comfort in each other's arms.
But there is one other option for lonely liberals. Joe Goldman became his own first client on MapleMatch.com, a dating site that helps Americans find Canadians, as Goldman puts it, to save them from Trump.
I can't tell you the sinking feeling I felt. That's not the country I want to live in. So why not consider places that might be more in line with my values, like Canada?
Better than the alternative, Goldman says. According to the new Match.com survey, a growing number of liberals today are simply choosing to not date at all. Tovia Smith, NPR News.